Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
This Christmas, make a very special season. This Christmas, make a wish and watch it come true. This Christmas, that Republic is your way. This Christmas, get rid of the gray and get a new point of view.
Make your Christmas happen. Get a quick, easy, and so affordable Republic Bank loan with competitive rates, bundled packages, and a super fast turnaround.
This Christmas, share it with those you love. This Christmas, let Republic Bank make it happen for you.
The Gal Lottery Company's $1,000 instant tickets have so much to offer. Available at any of our 250 agents countrywide. Just try your luck. You could win a top prize of $2.5 million. And all the prizes ranging from $1,000 to $250,000. It's so easy to play. It's even easier to win, as each ticket offers multiple play areas. There are $70 million prizes to be won in the games. So get your $1,000 tickets today. And remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Everyone's favorite place in the home is the kitchen. And in every kitchen, you will find Champion Chowmin. So Edward B. Bihari & Company Limited has made it easy. Champion Chowmin seasoning has been carefully blended with the right mix of spices to help you get the perfect flavor of homemade magic. Champion Chowmin seasoning is Guyana's favorite seasoning to bring family and friends together.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Simon apologized to Myrtle for holding her hostage, but she demanded her phone to call Catalina to come for her. Ignatius phoned Catalina, and when he learnt that she was going to pick up Myrtle, offered to accompany her to get her, but she said Denzel would do so. Ignatius, however, turned up. They had to assist Myrtle to the car, as her ankle had been injured. Catalina vowed to make Simon pay for what he had done. Right now, Catalina and Myrtle are back home.
93.1 Real FM.
Auntie Myrtle, how the ankle feeling?
Much better. Thankfully, it's just a small sprain.
So when are you going to the police?
Catalina, I've been thinking.
And?
I need to decide exactly what I will say to them.
Auntie Myrtle, I don't see what there is to think about. He held you hostage, just like he held Carita. How long before you hurt somebody else?
I know.
We got to go to the police and tell them everything.
I was planning to expose him. I realized that after a while he was no good. I was going to expose him for everything he did to you and Carito.
Well, Ignatius did a good job at doing that. All we need to do right now is to tell the police exactly what he did to you.
Yes. I just have to think of exactly what I will tell them.
I could just tell the police to come here and take his statement.
Oh, don't do that. We'll go to the station.
When?
Let's leave it for tomorrow.
You don't need to waste any time on this, you know. You can't let him get away with it.
I wouldn't, Catalina.
But you don't need to get upset with me.
Well, talking in my ear every minute wouldn't let me get there faster. Gosh! Allow me some time to get my thoughts together. Please.
Okay, fine. But don't wait too long, Auntie Myrtle.
Well, I tell you, Ignatius, you would never believe what went on up the road.
Not unless you tell me, Shelley.
Abai get electrocuted. The garbage is to the hospital.
What? Mm-hmm. How did that happen?
Apparently the family is thief light.
People still doing that in Morondai?
Morondai is not part of Guyana. People thieving light all over this country. Why you think GPL is lose so much money?
I just thought that with the power utility upgrade happening, that people will do better.
Well, it's not just the other day to come in here and tell we, brother. You mean for tell me all them people with thieving light all them years gonna just stop just?
At least try. You know how many young and old people have been hurt, injured, and even killed in some cases because of electricity theft? Too many.
Well, it's not like anybody just report to the police when they see people climbing up the post as soon as GPL cut off the lights and gone.
And then you have those tampering with the meters or doing illegal connections from house to house. That is why some places burn down too.
I know. But man, sometimes people just can't afford to pay.
But some can afford to support every weekend. Priorities, man.
Yeah.
Shelley, I'm so sorry I won't be in the village council for the next term. So many things I want to do.
You and Simon let the thing get way out of control. But you could still help before the elections. A lot of people don't know why they should vote or how they should vote.
Oh, come on.
But it's true. Why you don't help with some voter education?
People need to vote the way their conscience tell them to.
Well, trust me. Some people planning to vote for the friends and family or take bribe.
That was Simon's strategy.
Oh, you mean it was? The man's still in the running? What would stop people from voting for him?
After everything that came out of the debates? Nobody is voting for that man. Trust me. Plus, he had Mortal locked up for a few days. Same thing he did to Coretta.
What? Is what really do the man?
And if he thinks he can intimidate people into voting for him, he lie. People have a right to a peaceful and orderly election free from violence, fear and intimidation.
Well, all of that is voter education.
I know what I need to do to make sure that Simon doesn't think he still has a chance.
Babes, please, just leave him alone. Let this whole thing be over. You won. Okay? Nobody can vote for you.
Well, I need to put the final nail in the coffin.
Seriously? What are you going to do?
People need to know what he did to Myrtle.
I'm sure Kathleen Ashanti Myrtle done went to the police.
Up to when I spoke to them this morning, they hadn't.
Is why they waiting so long.
Myrtle making up her mind.
Is what do Auntie Myrtle? Like she did with Simon for truth.
She will do the right thing.
Pity I can't call Kathleen and talk to she. She's still upset with me. I don't know if she can ever forgive me.
Well, you messed that up.
Yeah. I really miss my friend though.
Well, call her now. She might have had a change of heart.
Nah, I doubt it.
Okay. I'm going to work on this thing then head out.
What, babes?
You don't need to worry about that.
Ignatius, don't do anything stupid.
Don't worry about that, Shelley. Go to the spa and get your nails done or something.
Is what he really up to now?
Ignatius, is why you call me Hazel hot and sweaty? Is what?
I want you to help me distribute these flyers all over the village. Every home must have one by tonight.
Morondai serial kidnapper. Not only has he held one woman hostage, but two? Coretta and now Miss Myrtle. This is the man who wanted your votes. Run him out of this village. Simon De Freitas is evil.
Yep!
Ignatius, you sure you want to put this out there?
Yes. Now help me distribute them.
Ma, you don't think it's time y'all done this? You already almost broke up the debates. People know who Simon is. Nobody can vote for he.
Coretta, I'm paying you to help me with this. Please do not question me.
You can't pay me enough to help you with this. I am done with this situation. Let people enjoy meeting with the candidates who care. They don't need any more of this mess.
You realize that this man is still in the running? He could bribe people to vote for him. We need to let them know what he did to Myrtle.
Like I said, you can't pay me to do this.
50,000.
Ignatius.
75.
No, Ignatius.
Okay. 100,000 and that's my final offer.
Wow. You really desperate to see this man go down.
I'm surprised you are not more passionate about it after what he did to you.
All right. Write the check now.
Excuse me?
I don't trust you. Write the check now and I can help you.
Fine.
Make sure you spell my name right. I bank in at Republic Bank.
Me too.
Thank you.
Officer Yvonne Arton.
We have exhausted the section.
All right. I need to find a strategy so I can still get elected. I can recover from this, but I need someone to help me. It's just under 2 weeks to the elections. What can I do? I messed this up. I let this whole thing get way out of control. I need to recover from this. Hello? Yes, this is Mr. Simon DeFreitas. You're calling from which media house? Okay. Sure, I wouldn't mind answering a few questions about my candidacy. Yes, I'm still in the running. Listen, all those things that came out at the debates were lies. Ignatius just has it in for me. He's upset that I represented what the people want. Someone who is passionate, has a vision, and whose first concern is for the people. What you saw today? I held Miss Myrtle hostage? What? I'm sorry, no further comments. What has this man done now? Ignatius Thomas.
Martha? Is Ignatius had to do this?
What?
He printed a flyer saying that Simon held you hostage.
He did what?
Yes, I just found it stuck on the gate.
Oh my goodness. Why would Ignatius do this before I got the chance to go to the police? Jesus, these men wouldn't done.
Well, this whole thing is a mess. Oh gosh.
Ignatius shouldn't have done this, man.
Well, I tell you, most dramatic time leading up to local government election in Murundi. The last time it wasn't all this drama.
Oh, this is distracting from the purpose.
Trust me, the other candidates ain't got no time with Ignatius and Simon. They're doing the thing, working and meeting with the people. You need for one working she soul case off. And Sonny and Mr. Carter.
Thank heavens. We need to encourage people to go out and vote because that's the only way their community can improve. Educate them on how to vote on that ballot paper.
Mr. Cartin looking good though. He's looking really tired.
Well, he's a big guy, you know.
He need to have someone helping him with the campaign.
I thought Sister Patsy was doing that.
Auntie Myrtle, look, don't get me started on Sister Patsy.
Anyway, now that this is out, I will need to go to the police sooner.
Thank you. Hopefully, they arrest Simon.
Yes, and it's so sad that it had to come to this. I really think he meant well at first.
Oh, please. That man was never good, Auntie Myrtle. He managed to fool all of us at first. But he was always a demon.
Sad.
We can finally put a stop to him.
You will pay for this, Ignatius. You will pay.
Myrtle was going to the police anyway. I just helped the process along. Enjoy jail, Simon.
Oh, trust me. I will never see the inside of a jail cell. But
is
you...
Is he really going out here? What is man doing here?
Go back inside, Shelley.
Shelley, I warned your husband. I warned him, but he insisted on playing with me.
Leave my premises. This community doesn't need corrupt leaders like you. The right people will get elected.
This is not over.
Is what you do now?
Oh, you don't worry about that. I'm feeling good. Take out a bottle of wine and let's celebrate, baby!
Murundi Police Station. Yes, I would like to report a crime. The culprit is Ignatius Thomas. I have evidence that he's involved in drugs and that he sent men to rob my house and kill me. Yes, Ignatius Thomas.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Murundi came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry and Company Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated and the Small Business Bureau.